For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. I need you to use your imagination for a moment. I want you to imagine for a second that this rope here goes on forever. I mean, it has a little starting point here, but imagine this rope right here just goes on and just keeps going out the door, across 94, through Anoka, across Wisconsin, just keeps going forever and ever. So use your imagination for this infinite rope we have here. This rope is going to symbolize the timeline of your existence. Because you see, all of us as human beings were created to live forever and ever and ever, no end. This first little part, this red part right here at the beginning, this little part right here represents your time on earth. All this represents eternity, forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And isn't it amazing how in this life there can be so much focus just on this little piece? And sometimes we can forget about all of this. In this first little piece here, again, sometimes that focus can all be about, you know, this is where you're conceived in your mom's womb, and then you're born, and then these are like your, you know, grade school years, and then you know, you're in high school, and we're told, you know, when you're in high school, like, study hard and do a lot of activities so you can get into a good college, you know, or get work toward a good career so you can make a lot of money. And then, you know, somewhere after that, you're, you know, trying to find who you're going to marry, and maybe you start having kids, and these are the real stressful years with young kids and all that. And you know, really during this kind of time in the middle, you're trying to make as much money as you can, to save as much as you can, because maybe right here at the very end, if you did a good job of saving and making a lot of money here in the middle, right at the very end, maybe then you can travel and, you know, actually enjoy life, and then, you know, you spend a year or two in a nursing home and then you die. It's amazing how so much focus can be put on this little part and then all of this be forgotten. Because the truth of our faith is this, my friends, is that how we live during this little part right here determines where I will spend the rest of this. Our faith teaches us very clearly, we will live forever, either in eternal life in heaven or eternity in hell, separated from God. And how I live in this life is what determines it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that whoever believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. What is the fundamental distinction between where I spend all this time of eternity is whether or not I believe in Jesus Christ. Now, what does that actually mean, to believe in Jesus Christ? Does it just mean I have an intellectual belief, like, oh yeah, I believe, like, this, there was a Jesus of Nazareth who lived 2,000 years ago? Or does it just mean, oh yeah, I guess I believe he's the Son of God, and it's no different than I believe George Washington was our first president, or Abraham Lincoln was during the Civil War, or whatever. Julius Caesar lived 2,000 years ago, plus two. Is it just like that? Is all that it means? Well, no, because we know in the Bible says that even God, even the demons believe in God. Even the devil believes in Jesus. Even the devil knows he's the Son of God. So just a mere intellectual belief is not enough. It's got to be something more than that. The way the Bible, the biblical understanding of belief, of faith, is that of trust, commitment, obedience. St. Paul talks about in his letter to the Romans that we're called to the obedience of faith. If I really believe in Jesus, then I'm going to strive to obey him, his commandments, his ways. I'm going to seek to follow him. And so, yes, God so loved the world, as our gospel says today. God so loved the world that he gave his only son so that whoever believes in him, whoever obeys him, follows him, dedicates their life to him, can have eternal life. Might not perish, might not go to eternal damnation, but might spend eternity in heaven. How I live this little section of my existence is what determines that. And so all those things I mentioned, you know, school and job and family and career and vacation, all that's good stuff. But the question is, as I go through life, do I go through it with the fundamental understanding that everything has to center around Christ? That I seek to obey him, that he is my number one, that everything is about him. Because that, my friends, is the path to eternal life in heaven. The constant temptation of the world is to think only about this little piece and totally forget all of that. God so loved the world. Or I could say, God so loved you that he gave his only son so that if you believe in him in this life and follow him, you might not perish but might have eternal life. This is the central truth of our faith. Today, as we celebrate the Eucharist, let's ask for the grace that as we go through this little tiny piece of our existence here on earth, that we'd always do it believing in Jesus, obeying him, centering our lives around him.